Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
It's not a thing. Don't think it's a thing. It won't be a thing. We're going to explain. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Look, we walked into the studio. Typical Abe, who was in today for Randy. We literally stepped a foot into the studio and Abe goes, you know they're starting Cousins. And I said, Abe, did I miss something? No. They're going to start Cousins. Mike, this is how it starts. Now, if Michael Penix and the bone bruise and the foot is worse than what they're telling us, and we don't know, we're going to be there tomorrow at Flowery Branch, and they happen to have to start Kirk Cousins, okay. But let's not make this a thing. It's not a thing. The kid didn't play great the other night. He's had a clunker against the Carolina Panthers. Everybody played terrible in that game. But this is not a situation where now all of a sudden, Mike, people are automatically, well, what about Cousins? You guys weren't talking about Cousins 6 weeks ago.
Right. Again, and I was told by someone in the organization that it's not the foot. It's not an ankle.
Did he sound like that?
No, but I guess it's the shin. I mean, I'm guessing like a foot bone connected to the ankle bone.
This is true.
But anyway, I presume it's maybe a bruise to his shin. Okay, that's what it was.
So it's not a bone. It's not a bone bruise.
It's a bone bruise, but it's not to the foot.
Okay.
So if something got bruised, but it ain't in the agony of defeat.
Okay.
That's. I was told quite sternly that it is not the foot.
The shin is a bone.
The shin itself is a bone. It's a bone. So it's a bruised shin. I mean, I guess because it's a lower. They said lower leg.
Yes.
And it's below the knee, so that gives you the shin. So that's. I'm using the process of elimination here, but that's what I was told today, and I tweeted that earlier. So apparently, reports earlier were misinterpreted. I guess yesterday
all
at
right.
the branch.
All right. Look, here's where I'm at, and the reason why I'm making this a big deal because it is. Let's not think like the Dolphins are here and this is going to be an easy win. I know everybody feels that way because they played terrible. Tua's looked bad. These are the kind of games traditionally we lose. Team rolls in, they're playing bad, quarterback plays bad, everybody says, ha ha, this is going to be a joke, and then for whatever reason we end up losing those kinds of games. That's not what I want to see here. So if Penix can play, Mike, more importantly, let's be honest, he's got to get better. I want to see him play.
Right. Well, this is why it's a perfect day to have Dave Archer on, the guy that's talking to Penix every week. He's with the team, and he played the position. So we're going to ask Dave coming up around 3:20 about, you know, can two things. Can Zach Robinson help him, you know, with designs, and should we had more quick hits and slants, things to maybe remedy what the 49ers were doing? Or is it simply incumbent when they're stopping things the way they were that Penix just has to process quickly and more accurately? And if that's it, we'll ask Dave, and we'll get Dave's 2 cents worth. And I look forward to talking about him because, you know, yesterday I just felt like there's got to be, in the history of the NFL, you know, yeah, they're going to try to stop something to make the young quarterback, the unproven guy, prove himself. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But can the coaches, in the meantime, find a way to help him when things are going a little sideways, as they did on Sunday night?
So, Day-Day, executive producer, this is from Kurt Warner, right? Is that correct? Kurt Warner, and I'm going to read a quote from you about – he was asked a question, okay, nationally, about the perception of the Falcons' offense. And his quote was, "I don't really know as I continue to watch their O offense develop, but I will say I would go crazy – in their offense throwing the same, quote, choice concepts over and over. Got to change it up and have two other complements that you can run just as much in a go-to situation. Fourth down late in the game, I would have bet $100 that they would throw a choice to London. Guess what they did?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we did." He didn't say that. I'm saying that at the end. But that's a Kurt Warner quote. And what he's telling you is the predictability is something we've talked about, and it's something that played out on that fourth down play where we, Mike and I hope many of you, wanted to give the ball to Bijan Robinson.
Yes.
And whether we get it or not, I feel good about the choice, speaking of having a choice.
Right.
Instead, they called a play that not only the 49ers predicted, but based on our – you know, down in distance and situational football, hey, this is what they're going to go to, and that's why the corner was able to be there.
Right, and Chase Lucas with the 49ers told KNBR in San Francisco, "When I see Drake motion over, I'm like, oh, wow, they really are running this." So the 49ers had seen it, and there has been comments now. I know Orlovsky talked about it. Now I know that, that was a pistol conversation. We're not going to bring up the pistol because we're stuck with it.
No, what's he saying now?
But, you know, there's a predictability with our offense.
Yes.
You know, and that gets back to Zach Robinson. I mean, that's why when you know, it's not like I'm going to be a one-note, you know, take on everything that this guy does. I said a few weeks back, hey, Felipe Franks, that's some imagination. There's a new wrinkle. Okay. Something that I saw Zach put together. I like that. We appreciate that. We'll credit that. But unfortunately, there was just too much predictability, and that's being commented by Kurt Warner. Again, he's not, as he said, he's not intimately in touch with our offense, but as a guy that played at the highest level, here's what he sees.
And I don't think he's wrong about this. Here's where we're at, 404-726-0929. Everybody in this league, especially in their first 3 to 5 years, needs development. There's no player more on any football team that needs development than the quarterback. Two things happen. One, you go to a Baker Mayfield situation where you're drafted high, you go through multiple coaches, multiple offensive coordinators, and everybody in the league believes you can't play because there was no stability. And then you make your way around the league, and all of a sudden there's a resurgence. Now, Tampa lost last night. They also lost Mike Evans, which may end up helping us down the road. We'll see. We don't wish injury on anybody. Evans is an incredible player. But collarbone broke. The point about Baker is I don't think anybody now is looking at him and saying he's not a franchise quarterback. But the development early in his career was not there. And so, Mike, when we talk about Michael Penix, is Zach Robinson the guy to develop him? We can talk about all this play calling we want to. Those two guys have to be on the same page, and they have to be seeing the same things so that when Penix gets on the field, Mike, he can translate those things, and everything just makes sense.
Right.
Part of this is that development happening? And by the way, it doesn't happen overnight, but sometimes when we watch Michael Penix, and call me a liar, feels like he's regressed. Feels like sometimes some of the stuff that you expect him to do right now, even 8 games in, you go, that didn't look good. Is that just a function of fundamentals, Mike? Or is that a guy who is maybe not getting as much development as he needs from his offensive coordinator?
Right. And again, you fired a guy that was involved in your offense. That's why you got, I mentioned this yesterday. He goes, why do you keep talking about Ike Hilliard? Because they fired him. Okay? And he was part of that offensive brain trust. So whatever, you know, whatever you were getting from him, you know, it worked. You know, I don't know. It seems like it was okay. In the Carolina game, Mike made some mistakes. There were some things that weren't flying, weren't working, obviously. And I think, I don't know if my spidey sense is right or wrong, knowing the organization, how Arthur Blank operates and how corporate structure works. Scapegoat! So that guy got. So I don't know. Now you go, has that guy been replaced? You get more input? Was Ike, I mean, because Ike did a pretty good job last year. Again, Kirk Cousins was here. But, you know, you had a couple of guys that did pretty good, and they had 2,000-yard receivers. You know, Bijan had a pretty good year last year, too.
Yeah.
Catching the ball.
Here's what's funny.
So I'm just wondering who's, to your point, who's helping him process, who's helping him break it down other than him and TJ?
Well, that's my question as we continue to go through this season, because we should see his growth. And the example I would give you guys is Bo Nix. But he's got a coach who knows how to develop quarterbacks. Sean Payton's pretty damn good. And when he drafted him, a lot of people laughed and said, Bo Nix, this dude won't do anything in the NFL. He looks really, really good to me. 404-726-0929. When Mike Mularkey, Mike, was the quarterbacks or the offensive coordinator here for Matt Ryan, it was almost he was the perfect guy because he believed so much and leaned on the run game, but he allowed Matt to also learn in the process. And then Dirk Cutter comes in, and Dirk allows him to throw it around, which gave Matt that sense, hey, and that confidence. You get different guys. When Kyle Shanahan first got here, everybody said, what are we doing? You got Matt Ryan bootlegging? What is this? Super Bowl. That's what it is. MVP. I don't know what Penix is ultimately going to be, but this is part of the conversation as this team continues to grow. 404-726-0929. Let me hear Raheem Morris, Big O, talk about Penix's overall performance.
You know, we lost the game, so nobody played well enough. That's always going to be the case, Joe. You know, Joe, when you come out and you got to do a better job on normal D&D of controlling the game, running the football. We get in those pass situations. We got to do a better job of finding completions. They came out, played a little more man than we had accustomed to seeing from these guys. They did a nice job, and we got to find ways to get open, and we got to find ways to get completions. And then on third down, we got to be really settled down so we can move the chains and keep the ball in our possession.
See, that bothers me just a little bit, Mike. When he says they played a little bit more man than we anticipated, after the game, Darnell Mooney said this, they played more man than we were expecting. Why? What's the big deal? Like, are we not? I get it. Teams play zone. They play zone 80% of the time. This is probably what you're going to see. Then they change things up. You got to be able to adjust. So, you know, we heard this from Mooney. Coach admitted that yesterday. That was yesterday from Coach Ra. We'll talk to him tomorrow up at Flower Branch. But that just a little bit. Like, okay, they're going, man, so what? Let's go.
Yeah, I just I didn't like some of the things we heard. We'll talk to Coach ourselves coming up on Wednesday. We'll obviously talk about some of the things that have already been discussed with the media, our chance to talk, and then focus on Miami. But, yeah, there's just the answers sometimes and the way things are being diagnosed. And I will be honest, a little degree of hubris sometimes as Zach Robinson's answering some questions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's about how things are being approached. We're past the pistol. How are you helping? That's why we'll talk to Arch. Were there other options there? You know, can you overload the line the way we've seen some other teams do? See what Detroit does? You know, and I get it. You know, there are more than one way to get a yard. That was just painful. Especially in having Bijan Robinson not on the field. I know he's on the previous play, Carl, but still.
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
Yeah.
Zach, I'm watching you.
We are. And Detroit, by the way, Mike, I just feel like they're better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.